Hi everyone, this is Cameron, and thanks for checking out my discussion on the article Critical Thinking. This article touches on a number of subjects, starting out with opinion, what it is, and how to develop a proper one. The article then takes a turn to talk about physics and how it is the fundamental science and how it is useful. The article ends with a problem-solving method and then stating how it can be used to solve problems, like, for example, extinction. And really, what can be a bigger problem than that? This article really demonstrates what an opinion really should be. The first thing, before an opinion can be made, is to gather the information. This first step creates a problem, because if you aren't gathering the information yourself, then who is? Are they credible? And are they telling you in a biased opinion? Many opinions that we make come from secondary sources. The news, for example, tells us a story, but are we getting a viewpoint as well? If we see that people are challenging the idea of relativity and stating that their stand about how it is wrong and absolutely ridiculous, I mean, if that's all we see and relativity is not defended, then how am I to believe otherwise? Before a proper opinion can be made about relativity, the information supporting relativity should be stated as well. Now, analyzing the information that we have, now that we have all is a tough thing to do. I mean, after we got all the information, it's tough because everyone has their biased opinions about anything and everything. Now, finding a way to form a new opinion without bringing up old ones is tough and sometimes impossible, especially in some situations. Now, some examples of this, let me think, maybe, let's say, whether cats are cute or not, or maybe, really, who has the best football team? I mean, these questions might not have a right answer at all, and are based solely on opinion. But see, physics, on the other hand, has absolutes. When doing a physics problem, there's agreed-upon set of standards, rules, like the weight of an object, or the gravitational constant. With these absolutes, there is no room for opinion, and there is no reason for controversy. Now, also, with physics, diagramming, it gives you the opportunity to diagram problems. And by diagramming something, you can actually see what the problem really is, and it also shows other people what the problem really is. So everybody has agreed upon problem. Now, because if everyone's trying to solve a different problem, then nothing's going to get done. But if everyone sees the same problem, then a solution can be found much faster. Now, once we have the answer to our question, the reasoning is really what it comes down to. Because although someone might have the right answer, without an explanation, it means nothing. Because we can actually find another problem that's similar without having actually understanding the problem itself. Now, this is why physics is so good, because it really, makes people set aside their opinions and look at the facts at hand, make a diagram, solve a problem, and then explain it by reasoning. These are the steps of critical thinking, and physics gives us the opportunity to practice each of these steps to be more successful in any problem we face in the future. But let's go back to the opinion we were talking about earlier, about relativity. Now, after we look at the facts and the evidence for and against relativity, then you can decide where you stand on the issue, and of course, why. Now, let's say, for example, you stand on relativity, saying that you believe in relativity. Now, that's an opinion. That's your opinion. Now, it's important that you stand behind that and be able to explain it. Now, the next thing to do is to compare it to others. And here is where things kind of get interesting. Some will have the same or similar opinion as yourself, but others will not. Those who don't have this, will have their reasons. So, I mean, listening to their reasons, maybe you'll find something that you missed, or maybe you'll find that it's something they missed. Now, at this point, being able to change your opinion, if you're wrong, being able to change your opinion to something that's right, then that's extremely important, because you won't always be right. So you want to be able to change your opinion and go with what's right. But on the other hand, if you're right in the first place, then you need to be able to explain why you're right, and maybe persuade some people into believing that you're right, and showing facts and showing a diagram is a way to do that. Now let's say you're for relativity and someone isn't. If you can state why relativity is correct, and with the critical thinking skills discussed earlier, it's really, really tough to argue with. And